We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Even though just about everything is shut down because of the coronavirus, there is still a need for blood donations. And joining me now, I have Livestream Blood Bank's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Joe Chaffin. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Stephen.
Now, first of all, Doctor, can you address the state of the current blood supply in Southern California?
Stephen, I would describe it right now as very much on the knife's edge, quite frankly. We have seen a substantial decrease in blood donations over the past couple of weeks, and that's true not just for Lifestream, but for the other organizations that are collecting blood in Southern California as well, which includes the American Red Cross and the San Diego Blood Bank. I think we've all seen substantial declines. However, there have been some decreases in the amount of blood that is actually being used in hospitals as patients are canceling their own elective surgeries, and some hospitals are choosing to decrease the number of elective surgeries or cancel them altogether. However, that being said, while we are at this point able to meet the most urgent needs, we continue to be greatly concerned about what the next few days to the next few weeks at minimum are going to hold.
Of course, the coronavirus is on everyone's mind, and it's definitely a topic that needs to be addressed. But how are the concerns surrounding the COVID-19 coronavirus, how is that affecting supply, and how are blood donors reacting to it?
I think that varies to an extent, Stephen. We have some donors who continue to donate no matter what. Donors that have been faithful and have donated for decades continue to do so. But where we've seen the big change is in our ability to go out and do blood drives, in particular as colleges and high schools, for example, cancel classes or move to doing classes online. It makes it extraordinarily difficult, obviously, for us to go to a college or a high school and collect blood since there's no one on campus. We have received some questions, especially in light of the governor and the president's recent comments about older people, especially the governor's comments about older people over 65 not being out in the environment, as well as comments about non-essential functions being limited. And what we really want to get across to people is that blood banks and blood centers and blood donation in particular are essential functions. There is no question about that. We are included in that list of essential functions for the community. And it's very important to understand that a blood drive and or coming into a blood center to donate is not a social gathering. We take great care to distance people from each other, and this is an environment where healthy people are present. In fact, we of course ask people that aren't feeling well to not even come into our centers or our blood drives.
Okay, if you could, please describe in detail why blood donation is completely safe while the COVID-19 coronavirus remains prominent and why people should go ahead and continue to donate.
So in comments even as high as the U.S. Surgeon General, it has been emphasized that blood donation is something that is essential and needs to continue. So first, if you don't mind, if I may, it's important to understand that the need for blood is ongoing and constant. And in fact, there are cancer patients and trauma victims and things of that nature, people that get chronic transfusions, that need is not going to go away. So as a result of that, we take our responsibility to our donors and to our patients and to our staff at Lifestream very, very seriously. We do everything we can to, again, as I said, distance people socially from each other, to try to keep people from coming close to contact with each other. But it's also really important to understand that, a blood facility is not an acute care hospital. A blood collecting facility is a place where healthy people are. People that don't feel well are not coming in. We have minimized the opportunities for people to touch other surfaces that other people have touched. We are cleaning in between donors. We're taking great care to ensure that everyone that comes in is in a situation where they are kept as absolutely safe as possible.
If you would, go ahead and give us the details on the procedure, on what someone actually goes through when they come in the doors to donate blood.
Sure. So when someone comes into today to one of our blood drives or to one of our facilities, the first thing that they'll notice is that there are very large signs posted on the doors outside of the facility where we're very clear on people that we don't want to come into our blood drives. And that includes people at this point that have traveled to countries where the coronavirus is particularly prominent. There's currently a list of 33 countries, which is obviously a significant portion of the world. But in addition, we talk about people that have had direct contact with people with coronavirus or suspected of having coronavirus. We would rather they stay away. People that have had symptoms that are suspicious for coronavirus, of course. And one other question that people ask us a lot, if I want to come in and get a free coronavirus test, can I do that at a blood drive? That is not something that we do, and that's important to recognize. And that was a big thing that went around on Twitter and other forms of social media recently, but is actually not correct. So the first thing people will notice is that we are out front trying to, as much as we can, keep people that are in any way at risk of passing on the virus away from our blood drives and away from our facilities. So when someone comes in after they see that, they'll be given a whole bunch of information. The great thing about that, Stephen, is that you can actually look at all that information now online, and we strongly encourage people to do that. People can just go to lstream.org and look for a little area on our website which is called Express Pass. So people can do virtually everything except for the actual checking of the temperature, checking of the blood pressure and things like that. They can do all that online. And in fact, as I said, I encourage people to do that as much as possible. Do everything that you can online before you actually come in so we can minimize the amount of time that you're in any other environment than your home. We certainly support and believe in the things that the governor and the president and health authorities all throughout our country are saying, that it is important for people to try and minimize that contact. But when they come out for a blood drive, they can do all of these things before they get there so that your time in the blood center and on our drives, I should say, is minimized and that you're, again, limiting your contact with other people. So once all the questions are asked and answered, which includes a significant portion of the questions, which is, again, another reason why I encourage people to do this up front, once all those questions are answered, we make sure that you're healthy by checking your blood pressure, your pulse. We check to make sure you have enough blood to share with someone else with a very small finger poke to make sure that your blood levels are adequate for you to donate for someone else. And then you go and you donate. And again, you're sitting in a chair that has been cleaned since the last donor has been there. We're using all equipment that is completely one user equipment, so that, again, your risk is minimized of coming into contact with anything that has been in contact with any other donor. Even though it is in a safe environment, that is absolutely, we believe, the right thing to do. And it's, quite frankly, Stephen, it's our standard. We've done this for decades. That aspect of it is not new. Following your donation, you just hang out with us for a few minutes. It's California law that you have to hang around for 10 minutes after the donation. We'll give you something to eat, something to drink, and get you on your way.
Okay, now there's been some misinformation about the fact that giving blood weakens your immune system. That's not true.
That is absolutely not true. There is no truth to that.
If the public continues to not donate blood, what are some of the potential ramifications?
I think the biggest issue that we are concerned about is primarily those patients who receive blood and can't wait for blood. And there are a large number of people like that in our community, Stephen. I mentioned earlier cancer patients. Patients that are undergoing treatments for cancer really can't wait. They need to get those treatments because waiting can be catastrophic for them. So treatments for cancer, including things like chemotherapy, include medications that make you unable to produce some of the blood cells that you need. And blood from volunteer donors is really the only option for those cases. Unfortunately, people continue to get into automobile accidents, and traumas and things of that nature are, in fact, a big continuing, ongoing thing in our community. In addition, there are patients who get chronically transfused, patients who are transfused on a regular basis. The best example of that is patients with sickle cell disease who need regular, routine transfusions in order to be able to function. All those are scenarios that can't wait, and the potential for problems in those communities is really, it has devastating potential if we are unable to supply that blood for those people because, again, there is no other source.
Okay, where can people go to help? Where can they go to get the most up-to-date information?
So the best place for our organization is our website. It is lstream.org. So that's, our organization is LifeStream, so it's lstream.org. If you have questions directly that you'd like to ask us, you can simply call an 800 number that's easy to remember. It's 1-800-TRY-GIVING.
Okay, give that number again.
It's 1-800-TRY-GIVING, TRYGIVING.
And if someone wants to donate, what can they do? Can they make an appointment in advance?
Absolutely, and we encourage that. In fact, one of the best ways that we can allow people to be spread apart and not congregate in large crowds is to have people make appointments beforehand. And again, you can do that at lstream.org or by making that phone call.
Okay, Dr. Joe Chaffin, LifeStream Blood Bank's Chief Medical Officer, and we've been talking about the fact that the coronavirus has shut down just about everything. However, LifeStream Blood Banks are still open for donations. Blood donations are still safe and, of course, very much needed. So thank you very much for joining me again today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Stephen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.